standing for the reading of God's Word.
Hear these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. This is the Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Holy Father, we ask that you open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And Father, may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. So I'm starting to learn you, which sometimes is a good thing, sometimes it's not so good, because y'all are starting to settle into particular spots, which is good for me and bad for you, because if I know where you're at, if you don't show up one Sunday, I get to send you a card. Because we get into these habits, right? In church, we have that certain pew that fits our bodies just right, and everything is just wonderful, and we can sit there, and sometimes we can doze off, and the preacher never know it. Or if we sit in different kind of secluded places, we can sneak out when he turns his back. But we're habitual people. We do things by habit. And I can prove that to you by saying this. When you get up in the morning, you do the same ritual every day. Right? Some of us will get up and we will go and we will turn on the coffee pot. Some of us will go and we'll brush our teeth. Some of us, we go through these things. I remember watching Angie. Yeah, I'm easy. Angie has this ritual that she does every day. Now, some of her ritual starts the night before. And the reason I'm saying this is because we're all exactly the same way. So she will get the coffee pot ready for the next day. How many of you do that? Now, you don't have to raise your hands. I'm not going to get you in trouble. Some people will lay out their clothes the night before that they're going to wear for the next day. We'll get up in the morning and we'll go into the bathroom and we'll brush our teeth or take our medications or shave or whatever. We have this ritual that we do. And part of that ritual is this. At some point during that morning routine, we look in the mirror, right? Right?
Right?
Right?
Right.
Okay, everybody's what? Now, some of us love the mirror, some of us not so much. The thing about the mirror is that the mirror gives us the true vision. Now, I can only imagine what I really look like when I look in that mirror. Because typically when I get up every morning, I'm already ready to go. Who laughed? I'm already gorgeous.
Amen.
And if I had more hair, that might change.
Amen.
Because I know, you know, we look in the mirror and we see our bedhead. I don't have a bedhead. Neither does Lance. Well, on the side you might. Those who, men who keep their faces all nice and shaven and clean and everything, you get up in the morning, you still got that shadow that has to be dealt with. Ladies, I'm going to leave that one alone. But the point I'm making is that mirror shows us the true us. And we use that mirror to make sure that everything is just right before we leave to go out. Because in all honesty, y'all, you do not want to see what I look like when I get up in the morning. And some of you, I probably don't want to see either. But the mirror is a strange thing. It shows us the real us, right? It sees us when no one else does. I have a relative, and no, it's not Angie, but I have a relative that, as far as I know, back up until she was like 11 or 12, I have never seen that woman without makeup on. I really think that she sleeps in her makeup. When she gave birth to her first child, her makeup was impeccable and her hair was perfect. I think that's just how she is. But I have noticed over the past couple of years when I look in the mirror, there's these really weird things. I think something's wrong with my mirror. That my mirror is starting to get lines in it. But the mirror shows us the gray hairs that are popping up and the wrinkles that start showing and the fact that we're not as super as we always were. But the thing about the mirror is sometimes we look into the mirror and we walk away from it and we don't do anything about it. And so Scripture is telling us today that when we look into that mirror and we see the real us, we should want to do things and change what's wrong in our life. James tells us that if we look into a mirror and we forget what we look like, it's like a human who goes and hears the Word of God and then does nothing about it. So the thing about the mirror is that sometimes it shows us reality, which we don't really like. So we tend to use other mirrors in our lives. So the first mirror is, it's typically about that big. It fits perfectly in a woman's purse. And I call that the little mirror. And it's typically used so that, ladies will open it up and they'll look at their makeup and they'll make adjustments to it or cover something up or whatever. But if we're looking into that little mirror that we have, the purpose of using that little mirror is the fact that it only shows a small portion, right? And it allows us to make adjustments and it allows us to hide things in our lives that we don't want someone else to see. And if we can't change it or if we can't do anything about it, then we typically just close that mirror up and stick it in our pocket and we move on. Because if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. mirror like that? I do. And I typically look into that mirror in a way that it shows my best side. Because I don't want to look at the things that's wrong. There's other mirrors. You ever been to a carnival or to the fair where the House of Mirrors? You ever been there? Do you know there's a mirror in there called a bias mirror? I like that mirror. I'm 5'11", but I've always wanted to be 6'5". And that bias mirror shows me an image of me that's bigger than what it really is. So if I stand in front of it, I'm tall. And I can look down. The problem with that bias mirror is this. We tend to enjoy that because we tend to look down on others. Whether we know we're doing it or not, we're kind of like, was it last Sunday or Sunday before, the story of the Good Samaritan, the Levite and the priest went around because that person didn't fit into what was important to them. And we tend to do that. We tend to look down and we tend to judge and we tend to say, well, that person's not dressed the same way, or they're not dressed like they need to be, or they don't make enough money, or heaven forbid they drive a Nissan truck. They don't believe the same way. They look at things differently. So I'm not wasting my time on them. Have you seen that bias mirror? Do you have that bias mirror in your life? Do we sometimes catch ourselves looking kind of down from a pedestal, thinking that we're so much better? I know I do sometimes. Then there are the other mirrors. There is the warped mirrors. One of the mirrors that I don't like is the one that makes me look short. You ever seen one of those mirrors? Walk in front of it, and typically you don't stop at it very long because you don't want to think of yourself as being short. You know, sometimes those mirrors come into our lives because it makes us feel like we're not worthy. There are those little voices out there that are telling us, you can't do that. Don't even think about this. You're going to fail. Who do you think you are? Have you seen those mirrors in your life? When you thought that you could do something and a voice tells you, whether it is someone that's looking in the bias mirror, telling you that you're not worthy of doing a particular thing? Maybe you're not worthy of the love of God. I've had that happen in my life before. That was part of the reason that I wasn't big on going into ministry, because I was listening to the voices that were telling me, dude, have you looked in a mirror lately? And you think that you can speak a message from God? That big of an idiot? We've all experienced it, right? We've all been a part of that. We've all had those times when we stood in front of that mirror that sold us short of what God actually sees in our lives. Then there's the mirror of stress and depression. It makes us see ourselves as less than what God sees us. I've had people tell me in my life that I would never amount to anything, that I would dig ditches the rest of my life. I dug ditches. Made a pretty good salary at that, y'all. One of the other mirrors that's out there is that mirror that makes you look thin. That's a pretty good mirror for a minute. Because in our spiritual mirror, when we look into that, that shows us that we feel like there's not enough faith. So then we start questioning what God wants us to do, right? Because we think that God is somewhere out there that's unattainable, or that God can't handle my problems. So that lack of faith keeps us from experiencing God in a way that God wants to have a relationship with us. So you see, there's so many mirrors out there that destroy and tear us down. But there is also one mirror out there that shows us the truth. It's the perfect mirror. You ever seen one of those? Yes, you have. There's the perfect mirror right there. Because you see, when we look into the perfect mirror, it tells us and shows us how we're supposed to look, what our image is supposed to be. This mirror shows us that the perfect image is Christ. And that we should look and see ourselves Christ-like. So in the morning when you get up and you go into the bathroom and you look in that mirror, and then you look a little closer, and you look a little closer. And if you're like me, you really look close. And you see, or you don't see, that perfection of Christ in you. That's when we realize that we need to make some changes. That we need to lose a little weight. Color our hair. Read Scripture a little bit more. Talk to God just a little bit more. Listen to Christ leading in our lives. Looking into that perfect mirror, seeing where we need to make adjustments. Because here's the thing, y'all. If you're going to look into a mirror and you do nothing about it, why do you look in that mirror? If we're going to continue on in the way that we are, why do we even need to take a good look at ourselves? Experts say that we look into mirrors 8 to 10 times a day. Other experts say we look at ourselves 60 to 80 times a day. If you count the store windows that you walk by, or your phones. If we're that hung up on what our physical appearance is, why can't we be that hung up on our spiritual image? Because our spiritual image can be seen through our physical. Right? So, this week, as a matter of fact, we're fixing to take communion. So what I want you to do is when we come forward for communion today, I want you to look into the mirror. Now don't do a little quick glance like we typically do, but I want you to take a good look and see how ready we are. See how much of the image of Christ we see in ourselves. Because even though those mirrors in our bathrooms we can kind of distort them a little bit, the perfect mirror is going to show us where we are. So as we come and we examine ourselves, just as the Scripture tells us, for now we see only a reflection, but we shall see face to face. We know a little bit now, but we're going to know in full. We need to be just as prepared for that moment as we are when we walk out of our house to face the day. Let's pray.